From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The entertainment industry has made some changes in light of the September terrorist attacks. Movie premieres have been delayed and TV programming has been revamped. Video games, often criticized for simulating violence, are also being re-examined by some of their publishers. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
You can be part of Team Rainbow and fight terrorism around the virtual world.
All peace. Move out.
This is from Rogue Spear, a game developed with best-selling author Tom Clancy by publisher Ubisoft Entertainment. The games generally involve covert operations to rescue hostages, and the next installment was scheduled for release next month. But that's been put on hold, says Ubisoft spokeswoman Cassie Vogel.
We are going to take a serious look at the content in the game and remove, you know, what we consider painful reminders for folks affected by this.
One possibility, says Vogel, would be removing airplane imagery. Still, she says the gist of the game will remain the same.
These games are about the fight against terrorism. And as a company, we firmly stand behind the ideals of the game, and we will continue to make games that have a strong moral component and continue the fight against terrorism.
Other companies have also made decisions to change or delay the release of some products. Microsoft's Flight Simulator, which allows wannabe pilots to feel like they're flying over real cities, will be changed so that images of the World Trade Center no longer appear in the depiction of New York. Take-Two Interactive is delaying release of two games because of, quote, inappropriate references to New York City and Afghanistan. And the day of the terrorist attacks, Electronic Arts took down the servers for its web-based game, Majestic. Majestic is a government conspiracy murder mystery. But it wasn't the subject matter that led the company to stop the game, says spokeswoman Trudy Muller. Majestic is designed to blur the lines between fantasy and reality, she says, and players receive clues from characters in the story who contact them through email, fax, and phone.
You'll get phone calls that are highly dramatic, such as, they're after me, or they're trying to get us, help me. We did not feel that it would be appropriate if someone was waiting for a phone call to hear about a loved one, or just generally, you know, taking in everything that was going on, would appreciate or find entertainment in a call that was like, they're after me, or something that was pretty dramatic.
About 10 games are in the process of being modified or delayed, according to Doug Lowenstein, president of the Interactive Digital Software Association, the trade group for the video game industry. And he says that's not without financial sacrifice for the publishers.
They have millions of dollars of R&D sunk into that product. We are entering the season where 50% of all games are sold in the fourth quarter. So to delay a product for a few weeks in a period where you're about to go into your peak selling season is no small decision.
Still, the industry's reconsidering just 10 games out of the thousands of titles on the market, and just the newest ones at that. There do not seem to be any plans to retool games that are already in the stores. As for the future, it's hard to tell, says Lowenstein, how the recent terrorist attacks will continue to affect this multi-billion dollar industry.
Remember that the typical game takes 2 years to develop. So if you're beginning to work on a game today, or you're looking at potential properties to publish in 2 years, making decisions based on today's event and projecting out the world that we're going to live in 2 years is a rather challenging proposition, to say the least.
So far, however, it seems like video game players have not changed their ideas of what's fun. Fans of Ubisoft's Rogue Spear series left 3 pages of scathing comments on the company's website about the decision to push back the release of the next episode. Some called it censorship and giving in to terrorism. And Electronic Arts has made the web-based game Majestic available again. A company spokesman said he believed most subscribers had resumed play, though he didn't have specific numbers. The company's website is also promoting another internet-based game called Silent Death. It's a sci-fi combat scenario in which fighter pilots compete for the highest number of kills. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.